Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Ben Brown Jr., Daddy Ben Bear here with What You're Not Listening To, the audio educational and anthology series. I'm your host, show producer, webmaster, audio engineer, researcher, video promo producer, and writer. Yes, doing it all on the DIY. And yes, we finally moved, literally, it wasn't even about a third of a kilometer away, less than a quarter of a mile. And I'm no longer doing this program on my bed, but let me tell you this right now, I was sleeping on the floor underneath my desk. Anyone who knows me well knows that any workspace I have will more than likely end up being also a place where I fall asleep after hours of countless work. Regardless of all that, let's kick into today's show, shall we? We're here at the end of August. We still have one more to do before the end of the month as well. So this could be another surprise. But today is our very first show focusing on film music. This is music from the Matrix films. And with the new Matrix film being pushed back by Warner Brothers until April of 2022, here is a chance for you to recap one part of what made this film series so very special. A film that literally broke the rules on what a science fiction flick should comprise of, The Matrix set a standard so high in 1999 that even its three sequels combined could not live up to it, though not for lack of trying. It played perfectly on pre-millennium Y2K paranoia and did something no previous sci-fi film had ever done. Mixed brains and brawn, impressive visual effects, and a soundtrack that mixed classical music with techno and rock with such ease that the film swept the four Oscar categories in 2000 in effects for sound and visuals, beating out the biggest film of the year, the George Lucas Star Wars prequel, The Phantom Menace. Our show this week cherry-picks selections from The Matrix, its two proper film sequels, The Matrix Reloaded and The Matrix Revolutions, as well as the direct-to-video compilation of short animated films, The Animatrix. Regardless of one's opinion on the quality of the film and its sequels, one thing is undeniable. This is music literally from another reality, and was the one shining star of the film series that wasn't sullied by poor reviews. And let's get right into it, shall we? Our first artist hails from the Southern California town of Anaheim. Prior to his work on the Matrix series of films, he was a well-regarded television composer, winning an Emmy Award for work on the program Sequest. In addition to composing, scoring, and conducting, he is also a trombonist. This is the main title theme at Trinity Infinity from the original score of The Matrix by Don Davis, and we'll see you in about a half an hour. And welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution. Specifically, this is Daddy Ben Bear, putting it all together here for What You're Not Listening To, once again, the Audio Educational Anthology series. And before I continue, I want to give a send as much love and hope and prayers of safety to all our fans in eastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana. My husband is from the Lake Charles area, originally from New Orleans. I was raised in a place called Johnson's Bayou near Lake Charles, and I understand and see that Lake Charles and Cameron are both completely underwater. And to our friends in Port Arthur, Texas, we hope that all of you are staying safe and staying well. Love to you all. And let's recap what we've heard. In the first part of our program, shall we? Kicking It All Off was the main title theme in Trinity Infinity to The Matrix from the original score by Don Davis. And for those of you who are counting, there was the original film had a score and a soundtrack. The second, The Animatrix, had its own soundtrack. Matrix Reloaded had a double CD release for the soundtrack and the score combined, and then the third film only had the score for the Matrix Revolutions. So there's five albums worth of material here, all of it worth your time. Following Don Davis's contribution was In My Head from the Matrix Revolutions film Pale 3. Pale 3 is the name of a film scoring project started by writer, director, producer, and composer Tom Tykwer. His more notable features include Run Lola Run, The International, and the Tom Hanks film A Hologram for the King. He also worked with the producers of the Matrix films, the Wachowskis, on Cloud Atlas. Following that, from the film The Animatrix, Blind Tiger by Leo and Bushwhacker. Leo Paskin and Matthew Benjamin are the real Leo and Bushwhacker, two British DJs and composers. Paskin was once a club owner in London in the 1980s, founding a club with another influential DJ, Mr. C. Benjamin's best known work is that of a remixer, and was once a member of the London School Symphony Orchestra. Following that, one of the most recognizable songs from any of the films, Spy Break from the Matrix soundtrack by the Propellerheads. The Propellerheads were a British electronic duo comprising of Will White and Alex Gifford. Their debut album, Dex Drums Rock and Roll, is available in several different configurations worldwide. This track is an edited version of the song taken from that LP. On the charts, their highest-placing single was with Bond-themed vocalist Shirley Bassey with History Repeating. Following that was another Don Davis contribution from the Matrix Revolutions called Neo Dameron, based loosely the title there on Götterdämmerung by Wagner, Twilight of the Gods. And a song we just heard, the band was Fluke, the film was The Matrix Reloaded, and that was Zion. Another British electronic group, Fluke hailed from the southeastern English town of Buckinghamshire. The trio featured members Mike Bryant, John Folger, and Mike Tournier. They released five albums of original material, and though never a major chart success, many of their songs have been featured numerous times in major films, which not only include the Matrix series, but Sin City as well. And we're going to be kicking off the second part of our show here with a group called Juno Reactor with Don Davis, and this is from the Matrix Revolutions. And Juno Reactor is another British recording outfit which revolves around Ben Watkins and started out as an art project. Their live shows are often a multimedia affair using non-traditional lighting and dance. In addition to the Matrix films, the collective has placed music on the Lara Croft Tomb Raider soundtrack, among others. This is Tetsujin, and we'll see you just before a very extended grand finale. Thank you. And welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution. As we come in now into the home stretch here on our very first show dealing specifically with film scores and film music. Yes, music from the Matrix films. And let's recap what we heard in the second part of our program before we get into the very extended grand finale. Kicked it all off with Tetsujin here from The Matrix Revolutions, Judy Reactor and Don Davis. Following that was Fotech from The Animatrix, and that was Ren 2. Rupert Parks is Fotech, who was born in England but resides in Los Angeles, is a triple Grammy-nominated remixer and producer. Initially, he was interested in hip-hop and played the saxophone. After obtaining a sequencer, his whole career changed. His most recent project is providing the score to the second season of the popular television program How to Get Away with Murder, starring Viola Davis. After that, Super Moves, again from The Animatrix, and that was Overseer. Known professionally as Rob Overseer, originally Robert George Howes, he hails from Oxford. Yes, that Oxford. His style is known as Big Beat, which was popular at the time of the original Matrix series of films over 20 years ago. In addition to having his music used in films, his tracks are most commonly heard in television commercials. And the song we just heard by Rob Dugan, Club to Death, from the Matrix soundtrack. And Dugan is just one of two artists in this week's survey not to originate from England. Dugan hails from the Australian town of Melbourne. Prior to this track, which became popular in the London club scene, he was a remixer and producer. In addition to this well-known song from the original Matrix films, he also contributed two songs to The Matrix Reloaded. Yes, and amazing performer there. And there's not much more I can say. You really have to love film music to understand this. You know, it's, you know, and part of it is that, you know, yes, it is tied to a movie, right? It's not like a standard soundtrack that, you know, say like Purple Rain can stand on its own away from the film. This is really inexplicably tied, and for good reason. It just, the meaning, the visuals and the sound work really well together. And this one is probably, believe this or not, I'm not much of a fan of these kinds of films, but my absolute favorite car chase scene ever, and it goes on for almost 10 minutes, which is pretty much the length of this song. Again, featuring Juno Reactor and Don Davis from The Matrix Reloaded. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, dedications, or requests, are always welcome. Please drop us a line at DaddyBenBear, one word, DaddyBenBear@gmail.com. Love to you all. We'll see you in just a few more days before the end of August before we kick into our shows in September. And be looking forward to not only a show for Bi Visibility Day at the end of September, but also several shows in September and October for Hispanic Heritage Month here in the United States. Love to you all. This is Mona Lisa Overdrive.